Yes. Even if you have started your own prayer independently, if the Imam prostrates in Sajda Sahar, you should also prostrate with him without breaking your prayer. And when the Imam has finished and released you, then you go back to the same position where the Sajda Sahar started and continue with your prayer in the normal fashion.
Then what shall he do? He should offer one rakat or he should offer two rakats.
So which? I'm not with you here. Yes. What do you mean?
He, Imam, offered three rakats in the second surah.
And first of all, tell me, is it Maghrib prayer or morning prayer?
Zohar prayer.
Zohar prayer. He said instead of four rakat, yes, he said two rakat only.
First, right. The man joined in the second part of the...
In total, he said one rakat in excess.
He offered two rakats with Imam, but the Imam offered three rakats instead of two. So that was extra.
Yes. That means five.
Yes, five.
That's right.
And
so he will say two rakats more. He will fulfill his two rakats more, not one rakat, if that is what you mean.
Yes.
What is wrong with the Imam is wrong with the follower. He can't invent his own namaz other than the Imam's. So if Imam has committed a mistake, all the followers must commit those mistakes, that mistake. So if a muqtadi came later on, out of the three rakats which he said behind the Imam, his real rakats were two. One was an additional rakat which was not to be counted. So, because that rakat was not counted in Imam's account, it would not be counted in his account either.
Thank you.
So, he will have to say two rakat more instead of one rakat. This is what you wanted to know?
Yes, that's right.